When we talk about feasts and celebrations, we may have many ideas. And there are many cultural ways to celebrate. Let's say, for example, with the Spanish community, there is always music and dancing and plenty of food, a lot of drinks, and people can stay there until very late, until everything is done, and they can stay just dancing and celebrating. And almost anything can be a reason to celebrate. When I was in the Philippines, in Asia, I also attended many celebrations, birthdays, baptism celebrations, weddings. Weddings can be very big celebration. In the provinces, the celebration can be for a few days, 3-4 days, just to celebrate a wedding, with abundance of food and joy. The Word of God today is talking about a big banquet, a magnificent feast, where everybody is invited, and each one of us is expected. It is the banquet of the kingdom of God. It is the banquet to celebrate our salvation. In the gospel, Jesus told us that the banquet, the feast of salvation, is not only for the Jews, as they were used to think that salvation was only for them. The invitation now is open for everybody. The door is now open for those who are willing to attend the call. Many are invited, but few are chosen. But the invitation is a proactive invitation. We are invited also to build up the kingdom. The real call is to hear the voice of God and to live as His sons and daughters in our time. The call is living in accord with His commandments and following Him and doing His will in our daily life. We know that we are all invited. Are we willing to follow the way of the gospel? Are we open to hear the voice of God, who is calling and inviting us to work in building up His kingdom? Or by the contrary, are we full of excuses to follow Him, to serve our fellow brothers and sisters, and to get a real commitment with the community? That can be the case. We are so busy. We have so many things to do. And we always find excuses. You want to serve? Oh, sorry. I'm too busy. God does not discriminate bad or good. Do we? St. Paul is grateful because of the generosity of the Philippians, who helped him, and he is sure that God will pay them back. October is a month full of opportunities for us to help, to share what we have with others here in our community. We have all kinds of campaigns, the baby bottles, the Knights of Columbus. They have another program today. Today they are not asking for money. They are asking for your blood. Yes, they have today a blood drive. So there are many opportunities to share with others here in our parish, in our community, in a faraway mission places. October is also the month of the missions. Or with people in need. And we must be sure that the Lord will pay it back fully. Are we aware of the needs of the people around us? How can we help? How can we reach out those in need in our community? What can we do to extend our hand to those affected or impacted by hunger, war, or natural disasters? Heavenly Father, help us to hear your voice calling us. Give us generosity and courage to follow you and to do our best in building up your kingdom among us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.